time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello Jane Kennedy.
Well, hello there Mick Malloy.
Hello Dangerous Dave.
Happy Monday to both of you.
Happy Monday.
Oh, get stuffed.
Hey.
There's no such thing as a happy Monday.
On.
You know it, I know it. Let's just get it over and done with and launch into another week of it. What's on the show today, Jane?
Well, we've got a small apocalypse watch, have we? And going
we
on
do.
There.
It's not massive. It's about 5G. What do you want to blame on 5G technology?
It's very easy to do because you can blame anything, as I've discovered, on 5G.
Anything wrong in the world, anything you don't like in your life, just blame it on 5G without any need to verify it through science, and you'll be right.
Yes, I've got a big entertainment report for you.
Okay, give us something that's in there.
Well, some big news about where I'm a Celebrity UK is going to relocate, and something about The Block is now going to be filmed in Brighton. And I have a feeling Karen from Brighton might give us a
might
call.
Be around.
She might
have a few thoughts
around
on the matter.
She might.
That would be good. Don't forget the Masked Singer premieres tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I know who they all are. I'm going to give them all away on today's program.
Well, don't be a silly
guy. Well, I will.
Guy.
Hey,
come on.
It's been a big weekend in sport, and who better to talk us through it than the best in the business, Neroli Meadows. She knows what she's talking
about.
We look
forward to speaking
we'll
with Nez every week.
She is going to introduce us to someone who's done something in the world of golf that only two other golfers have done, and I think the names are Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus.
Sounds very
stand by. We could be on the verge of another
break. Have got special guest on our show today, Anne Edmonds.
Awesome.
And I don't think I've spoken with Anne since she was on that show.
What show?
Oh, the Amazon Prime show.
The Amazon Prime show.
Okay.
I have to discuss that with her. But she is on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight? We'll chat with her. I've got an I Call BS. Let's just say all is now not happy within the Clooney household.
Oh, you love
thanks
this
to Ghislaine Maxwell.
You can be such
sorry
a bitch.
To say I predicted this. I didn't predict what went on between Clooney and Maxwell, but anyway,
sounds
things
like a bit
like
of harmless fun
more.
To me.
Plus a bit of tech trouble shootout.
We'll
if
take your calls.
Trouble,
we'll take your tweets. There's so much to get through.
There is a lot.
Tech trouble. I don't even want to talk about that. What did you
we'll feature you.
What was your highlight of the weekend?
Building two desks.
Oh, well done.
Tradie Janey was out there. Did I ever have a theme, Tradie Janey? Didn't I have something like
I'll have a look.
I thought I had a little theme. Anyway, it took me
Tradie Janey
freaking ages. This is what's disturbing to people when you order. I ordered two desks online because we've got lots of people going to school in
this
household.
So you didn't make them, you ordered them.
I ordered them that you had to put together.
So you assembled them. Don't say you made
them. I assembled
them.
Because
people do actually make tables.
Okay. Well, I'm not a carpenter by trade.
Oh, we do have a Tradie Janey.
We do. Let's have a listen. Yeah.
Tradie Janey.
She's my terrifier.
There you go.
Ooh, a bit of warrant.
That's right.
Sweet terrifier.
And all you're wearing is a bikini and a tool belt.
Well, if God bless
you,
if you think I can get away with that. Not in COVID lockdown, I can't. But what I will say is you know what really...
I'll have to be cut out of this house. We're not allowed to leave, let me tell you.
I'll tell you what pisses me off. When you are assembling something and you have all the pieces out, you've got your Allen key and you've got your screwdriver and everything's fine.
Mm. Yeah.
When they don't make the hole big enough for a screw to go in, don't do that. Don't do that to me because I had everything right, had the right screw, but the hole in the manufacturing of the product wasn't big enough.
Right.
And it took all my strength and I had to ask for help.
Oh, that's very untrady, Janey.
Got a nail. Gun.
I had to ask Rob to...
Oh, my God, that must
with
have
with the screwdriver,
hurt.
I said... I think I need some, Fonz. Help. Can you please just twist this a bit tighter? Because
he would have overthought it, of course.
He was so lovely about it.
He would have got the whiteboard out and studied the physics of it.
He felt sorry for me. He was like, oh, buddy.
You're doing everything just to get out of learning your stupid ukulele now, aren't you? You promised us a new ukulele.
Yeah, today's the day, right?
Oh, what? Hang
on. Nothing.
Here we go. What'd you learn?
Have you got the old one? What was the old one?
So no, don't give me.
Dave, have you got the old one?
I don't even know if this is. You've got a friend in me. Hang on. You got a friend in me. This is not fair because I was going to do another day, but I did.
What is it?
I tried to see if you can recognise it. Right. It's Australian classic rock classic.
I'm headbanging really gently.
You get it?
I'm headbanging.
I'll do the chorus.
Let's say Akadak.
Because I'm TNT. I'm dynamite.
Mickey.
TNT. And I win the fight. Because I'm TNT. I'm dynamite.
Not bad.
TNT. And I win the fight.
It's not a ukulele classic. I would have thought.
I know, but I'm trying to be different instead of playing Hawaiian
songs. When is this lockdown
songs?
Going to be over? Dave, you can't even get your car past 200,000
I know.
K's
I did 11 k's.
You're not allowed to go anywhere.
Yeah, lockdown for
what
me
are you
too.
Up to?
I did 11 k's. I'm up to 199,950. I got 50 k to go.
It'll happen tomorrow. Just do a Big Mac run to the water or somewhere.
That's right. It'll happen. It'll happen tomorrow.
And what about you, Mick? You've cooked a delicious meal for yourself. It's just looked a whole bunch of fatty meat.
There's loin chops. There's a lot of loin chops.
You've got to really cook them. You've got to cook them out so they don't get that big fatty bit that you left off.
Excuse me.
Hey, sorry.
I think I had it covered.
Okay.
Don't go pinching my recipe, by the way.
You know what I was going to ask you? How did you cook that? Yeah. Do you have a stove?
Fine stove.
That is not a dumb question, by the way.
Fine
Everyone
stove.
Who knows
no,
you,
not
that's
a
not a stupid
I'm grilling,
question.
Baby.
Oh, sorry, you're grilling.
Can someone tell me what the friggin' time is? What's the actual time?
Well, currently in Eastern States, it is 4:09:50.
So why does my computer say 4:13?
Well, that's weird. That is weird because it doesn't. You're not even on an international time because it wouldn't be.
No,
it'd
I'm
be
4 minutes ahead
05.
Of Eastern Standard Time.
Why?
I don't know.
What have you stuffed up?
Well, I don't know.
We better get to the bottom of that later
How
on,
do
don't
we
you
get
think?
To the bottom of that? I blame 5G.
You blame 5G.
It'll be something to do with 5G.
Oh,
it'll be
this
a
is what it, this
theory.
Is.
Oh. It could involve aliens.
Oh, okay.
It could involve the coronavirus.
No, you're right. That could be a 5G thing.
Coronavirus.
I mean, people are blaming a lot on 5G at the moment. Yeah. Pete Evans has gone even nutsier over the weekend.
What's he blaming?
Well, I don't want to repeat it because it's scurrilous
what he's saying,
but he's alluding to the fact that when you go on a traffic report and you see roadworks, that it's actually setting up a 5G station.
Oh, like come instead on, Pete.
Like it's conspiratorial.
Come on.
Yes. If I see a cherry picker, I know it's going to set up a 5G tower and I follow it. Give us a call, 133353. What is 5G ruining? Give us a conspiracy theory. 5G, what's it doing?
Yes, we'd like to hear it. There's plenty going on.
Let's do that.
Blame it on the 5G. All right, 133353. Give us a ring. Thanks to Crown Forklifts.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
A huge Monday show, including Narrowly Meadows across all things sport. She's coming up in the next 10, 15 minutes. We've got the Song Whisperer and Edmonds and a whole lot more. Kennedy Molloy.
Whatever. Hey, we're blaming stuff on 5G, basically. My clock on my computer is out.
It's very weird.
So
it's like Stranger Things.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me. There's some kind of mind-bending Elon Musk force involved.
You would attract
4:14
that.
My clock says, 4:17 my computer says.
Right.
What is going on? What is the actual time? Am I living in a temporal haze? Which one should I believe? Do I believe anything? Is 5G to blame? I blame 5G. We tried to fix this on the weekend. Am I right,
you,
Dave?
You had a Zoom call with Jay at the Song Whisperer, our executive producer, who tried to talk you through how to fix it because sometimes, you know, when you're connected to a network, it does it automatically
Whatever.
For you. Anyway, this is what happened on Friday afternoon when Mick was trying to get this sorted.
Kennedy Malloy's Tech Troubleshootout with Mick and the Song Whisperer.
Systems preferences. Bang, yep. Mickey.
Just go down to the bottom now where it says date and time.
It just says, not saying. Automatically keep my Mac up to date. What the f***? I can't do this, mate. Look, I'm on systems preferences.
Yeah.
It says one update, systems preferences. Bang. And it's going, no.
I'll call you, man.
Thanks, man.
This has been Kennedy Malloy's Tech Troubleshootout.
Oh, my God. That's our daily life.
You know what I mean?
Honestly.
Some are strong suits. Some people are good at some things, others are good at others. I blame 5G technology.
You reckon that's the problem?
Yeah,
the introduction
you do.
Of the 5G towers, and this is a very popular thing, you can blame anything.
Yeah.
133353, anything you like at all, you can blame on 5G. Get involved. Jerry will get us going. Jerry, what do you like to blame on 5G?
Well, I think that we could rename James Band from highly strung to poorly tuned.
I beg your pardon. How dare you? No, I'll tell you no.
Hey, slam a brick lane for you, Jerry. Great observation.
On my ukulele, I have a tuner already there for...
Are you blaming 5G for James poorly tuned?
Listen...
Do the song again. What was it? What was it?
It was TNT. That,
was it Poison?
Because I'm TNT. Dynamite. TNT. And I win the fight.
Because I'm TNT. I'm dynamite.
Wow.
You made
all right,
do
Jerry.
That.
Slab of Brick Lane coming your way. Rick, what do you blame on 5G, mate?
My lack of sex life.
Oh.
Oh.
5G.
It could be 5G.
On 5G.
Could be zapping your strength. I found
any other reasons? I'll tell you what, unpack the dishwasher and clean a toilet and then you're in.
Is that what I'm doing wrong?
It's what you're doing wrong.
I can't get my
Cook
phone out of my hand.
Cook Jim, a meal. Yep. Do something. They'll be back.
Yeah. I've been struggling since those big wind turbines, Kate.
Is that right?
You know, those
that's
giant,
another 5G thing. The big windy things.
Just make it hard to get up.
Okay.
Anyway. Rick.
Hey, Rick, we feel your pain, but do some chores and your life will be great.
Yeah.
David, what do you want to blame on 5G, mate?
Mickey, I would like to blame on 5G Richmond's inability to beat Port Adelaide last night.
5G.
I don't know whether that's 5G or just the idea that Port fans are the most
careful,
simpletons.
Careful.
I know, I have to check myself there.
Hello to all our fans.
Who we love.
Who we love in South Australia.
They are disgraceful. What a bunch. Feral.
Oh,
is Feral too? They sit there. Why would you allow?
They're a very good team.
They so they've got
Port
that ground.
A very good team at the moment.
A beautiful ground in Adelaide, and it's populated with some of the most horrific noggins I've ever seen in my life.
You'll be in big trouble with ruined deers.
Having the Taj Mahal and filling it full of giant.
You've got it. I'm blaming 5G on you right now. A bit of respect.
How can you?
Thanks, Craig. Sorry, David.
No one's allowed to go to the footy, so the only people you allow in are criminals.
Hang on.
Criminals.
You're going to have to let it go.
Let it go, Mickey.
I blame 5G.
Thanks for the call, David. Let's go to... Let's go to...
Come on. Let it
go. Let's go to Craig in Queensland.
Simple. They're average IQ.
I'm going to Queensland. Bye.
Hey there. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us what's happened. What are you blaming 5G on?
Well, look, the day 5G showed up in my street, my cat disappeared.
5G.
Well, case closed.
He was black and white. He's black and white, and his name was Tux, and he's never disappeared before.
Oh, little
Tux. Wow, that's a 5G issue.
Is he still missing?
Oh, it's an open and shut case, I think.
I think they're programmed to kill cats. 5G is programmed to kill cats.
No, he's not dead. We're not saying the cat's dead. The cat moved away.
No, he's not dead.
That cat is gone.
He's been taken up. He's been taken up.
He's been abducted by aliens.
He's in a big retractor beam. He's in a big cat retractor beam.
It's doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. That's what's happening.
Well, I don't know if you can hear me, but if we move back to a 4G area, I'm figuring we'll be able to download him again.
I reckon he'll be back in a flash.
Yeah, he might be.
Get out and protest a 5G tower. There's nothing funnier than the
good
sight
on
of
you, Craig.
A group of uninformed people standing around the bottom of a 5G tower ranting at something that's
I don't even know what
true.
They look like. Let's go to Andrew.
The 5G conspiracy theorists should sacrifice something like a firstborn or something like the Aztecs used to do to something you love.
Well, at least a bat.
Make the 5G gods go away. Do it.
All right. Maybe a bat. Hello, Andrew.
The cat. The cat. He sacrificed
no,
his cat.
No, I'm not going to get in trouble with the you cat owners the of cat. Australia. Are you stupid?
Cattle do.
Hello, Andrew.
Hi.
Oh, you're calling from beautiful Port Macquarie. What are you blaming 5G on? What could go wrong in Port Macquarie?
The bald patches I'm getting on my head.
You go on 5G. 5G, mate. That is 5G.
That is,
if ever
so I've unfair.
Said. You'll be coming over once they go to 6G. Once they go to 6G, you
Dude.
Will be
Dude,
coming
that's
over.
That's terrible.
And you'll have alopecia on your downstairs department.
Hey, should we come back to a few other callers?
Sure.
We've got a few callers to
Why
go.
Not?
I think we should come
okay.
back. We've got some good ones.
Blame
on
it on 5G, people.
Hang 5G. In
this is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Merrily Meadows coming up soon. Mick can't get his computer to sync up with the regular time, so he's blaming it on 5G.
5G.
Take your calls on 1-3-3-5-3.
I swear this has just come through
on
my
who
phone
are you?
Right now.
What?
Listen to this. Oh, man, this is 5G. iPhone storage almost full.
Oh.
5G.
By storing photos in iClouds. Oh, you want me to do that, don't you?
No,
and then what happens? And then what? Elon Musk gets it and sends it direct to the space station? Yes?
Who are you? Pete Evans. I'm going to call you Mick Evans.
Pete Evans is a sober judge.
What is 5G anyway? You're going to get ultra-fast speeds and it's, well, people are blaming 5G on something crazy.
Yeah. On everything.
Yeah. Well, on everything.
You can blame anything you want. Sean's on the line. Scene.
Yeah.
Scene?
It is Scene.
Well, it's 5G's responsible for the pronunciation of your name.
Sorry, Scene. That's how we say
That's
your
right.
name, correct?
Scene?
That is, yes.
That my must my have caused you a fair bit of grief over the journey.
Say thanks, Mum and Dad.
What does it mean? What's seen mean?
Well, my old man said little boy should be seen and not heard.
Righto.
And he's run with that.
Seen, that's
little,
amazing.
So your sister's called Heard?
No.
All right, what Seen. Do you got for us, buddy? What do you want to blame on 5G?
Well, it's the curtains, mate.
What do you mean?
It fades the curtains.
Oh. What?
5G.
Your curtains are fading. Ah, that's got
'cause
5G written all over it.
Well, I reckon 5G's been out for a while because I've been writing outraged letters to the newspapers for years about daylight savings because I thought it was daylight savings fading.
God, that was fading your curtains.
That's 5G. But,
yeah.
Now you know the real answer.
It's a 5G tower. Mm. If you see a 5G tower, go and protest at the bottom of it like a giant dick.
Good for you.
Trust me, it'll work.
Thank you, Sean. Good on you. That is bizarro. Brad, how you doing? How you doing, Brad?
I'm good.
Brad,
how are you?
I'm good. You want to blame 5G on something that's quite personal?
Yeah, look, I've put on some weight. I went from 120 kilograms to 140.
Oh,
that's 5G.
Yeah, or it could be 5kg.
Oh, you're blaming 5G on your gaining weight.
Yeah, that's right, because I think it's 5G's fault for sure.
Sure,
it must be.
5G, well, what else would it be? I mean, I'm sure you're living a good, clean life. Are you drinking a lot?
Well, I spend more time on the internet. Maybe that's why, huh?
Are you snacking?
Yeah.
5G.
Hey, do you like a bit of KFC? Do you like a bit of the takeaway food?
Mm. Yeah, KFC.
KF5G, I call it.
5G.
Oh, my God. Good on you, Brad.
Yeah, the bucket. Thank you. You seen the bucket is the same shape as the tower.
Oh,
interesting.
Is it?
If you point the bucket, it's like a radar dish.
Wait.
But full of chicken. Full of tasty
okay.
chicken.
Okay. Thank you, Brad. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt. Oh, my God,
okay,
Kurt.
Okay, all.
Now, you have a similar problem
here we go,
to my
Kurt.
Compatriot here.
Yeah.
What's
going on?
Well, I was going to start with the 5G thing because I don't understand that one bit, and I've blamed the COVID on 5G.
Right, everyone
but,
does.
Yeah, that's right. But and then down the road we've got a baseball field there, and they're building like some sort of bloody 5G thing. I'm sure it is a tower. Right. But it looks like a missile launcher. Okay. But, yeah. Right. But the real reason
you've
I
really
up...
gone hard, you?
I'm scared. I'm so scared.
So your local baseball diamond is a front for a missile launcher. All right, just and stay on the line while we can trace your call, please.
Well, hang on, Kurt. What else is going on that Kurt, Mick can relate to?
But
it's not Pete Evans, is it? Putting on a voice.
Not Pete.
Pete, no, Kurt, no, it's, Kurt
it's,
Evans.
It's the time on my phone is different to the time on my iPad.
Oh. 5G.
Wow.
How long's this been going on, Kurt?
Oh, I don't know, a few months or something. But
man, it's driving me mad.
I keep checking. Yeah, go by phone for the time and.
Is it 4:34? I don't know.
I'll tell you what annoying people say on suggestion when people go, "What's wrong with my phone? Have you tried restarting it?"
They say it like that.
Oh, sorry, it's a nerd. It's a tech joke. No, Sarah, but I'm not joking. Have you tried restarting your computer and your phone?
It seems too obvious.
Yeah, and they're both on Eastern Standard Time.
But, have you taken a dick pic? I find that sometimes that helps
It'll make things work better.
It's just
thank you,
mess
Kurt.
With whoever's out there.
I think we go to Daniel.
Sure.
Hello, Daniel.
Hey guys, how are you going?
What are you blaming on 5G?
5G's I haven't been able to do my tax for the last 2.5 years.
5G.
Bang on there.
5G hasn't been around that long, but...
What's holding you back? Why is 5G affecting you not being able to do your tax?
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear that. I was trying to talk
about it. You're like Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind, don't you? You're sitting at home, scribbling on the walls, trying to get your...
You're in a 5G pod right now.
So you're in a kind of matrix, aren't you, Daniel?
Daniel.
Take the red pill, Daniel.
Shall we finish with Bill?
Sure.
Yep, sure.
Hey, Bill.
Bill or Phil?
Oh, you.
What would you prefer?
I don't know. What are they
Phil,
calling
anyway.
You?
Oh, we thought it was Bill,
Phil.
But that's 5G.
5G.
We're blaming that on 5G, Phil.
Why don't
we just call you Pete Evans?
Phil, what's going on?
Before 5G, no hemorrhoids. After 5G, hemorrhoids.
5G. Right, it'll be one the size of a basketball on your bot by the time these...
I never had them. Now I've got a bunch of grapes coming out
of
the bottom.
You don't need to describe it.
I don't want to hear about hemorrhoids on a Monday afternoon.
Yeah, 5G stands for five grapes, which is what Phil has coming out of his bot. It's
Thank
gone
you.
Too far. Oh, technology's
we'll be back.
Gone too far.
All right. Jane's Entertainment Report's not far away. Then Narrowly Meadows. Then the Song Whisperer.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy. She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Have you heard about these electric bikes, Mick? They're all the go. People are getting them.
Friends of mine have got them. I don't understand.
They're a bike you sit on.
You usually lose me with bike.
Yeah, but you don't have to do anything except sit on it because you don't even have to pedal because it's electric, an electric bike. And they manufacture them. The people that had that, what's that thing that moved that...
You've done your homework here.
What do you mean?
No, that company that... a Segway.
Oh, yeah.
Segway. So Segway are now not making Segways. They're making these electric
bikes. That's a big conspiracy theory, that one. Remember, Segway was going to take over 5G. Was going to take over the world until someone decided, nah.
No, someone decided you look like an absolute goose on it. They're the most awful-looking things, really. So they don't make them. Right. Make electric scooters and electric bikes. So Simon Cowell, you know him of the – he created One Direction –
super famous producer.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's sort
nasty
of a cranky,
pasty judge.
Nasty
that's
guy.
Right. Yeah. X Factor.
On America's X Factor, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was on a new electric bike they just got. He's in the courtyard of his Los Angeles home. He falls off and he's broken his back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
I can always count on you.
5G. Electric bike. There's some microwaves.
Literally, they say he was about... 2 millimetres away from being a quadriplegic.
Oh, my God.
When they take him into surgery, they should get stuck into him. You call that a back? That's true. That's not a spine.
That's true.
I know girls have got a bigger spine than that.
Correct. I'm telling you, that is one big spill.
What do you mean he's broken his back? That's not actually a medical term. I've broken my back. You've damaged his spine, has he? Or has he put something out?
He did. He broke his back. He's having surgery.
Hmm.
Piers Morgan wished him well. Okay. Who cares? he's had a lot of... I'll tell you what's going on.
Mm.
I'll tell you why he had this accident.
Why?
I hope it doesn't get back to him, but he's had a lot of plastic surgery, and I think it's made his eyes so beady that he can't see properly.
So you had no idea where he's going.
Couldn't even see
because his cheeks are all, you know how they take, they puff up your cheeks.
Yeah. Hello, I'm back.
Yeah. What happened?
What happened then? What are you looking? What's on the ground? What are you doing?
You're on air, mate.
What are you picking up?
What are you doing? What have you done?
Don't touch anything and don't pull anything out or we'll be off air. Just don't. Can you see me right now? Can you still see me? I just want to make sure.
For those listening, Mick's at his home. Jane's at her home, so they're both isolating at the moment.
Not pasty,
Jane's at one of her five homes.
Many.
Which one are you in today? You're coming from your...
The one with the most.
The big Downton Abbey with all the staff.
I wish I wanted staff.
Did you just say that he's...
You're not allowed to have cleaners in Melbourne.
Are you saying you couldn't see where he's going because of his surgery?
Yes. What's wrong with that? He won't hear this. Don't worry about it. All right.
What
in
else
other
is
news,
happening in the world of...
Mm. In other news, The Block. Yep. Oh, we haven't heard news on The Block for a while.
It's back, is it?
Yeah.
The Block is back.
A couple of weeks.
How can you build something in when you're supposed to be an ISO? You build yourself the ultimate ISO pad. Is that the theme this year?
Should be.
Build yourself a house you would happily be locked in for a year. Yes.
I don't know if it is, but I do want to let you know that they've chosen a place in Melbourne called Brighton.
Ooh. A very famous suburb.
Yeah. A very old, established, posh suburb. Yeah. And that's where...
And then your young bucks like Warnie. It's not...
Yeah, it's your blue ribbon.
Yeah, Warnie's posh. Yeah. The Judds, they live there. Yeah, yeah. Beck and Chris Judd, they
You're
live
wealthy.
There. Yeah, well, it's very, you know, it's a very...
Well-to-do.
Yeah.
Well-to-do
It's
place.
A very stiff... It's famous for its women who are slightly... Yeah.
Tennis playing.
Like if I was going to render my services as a gigolo, it would be in the Brighton area.
There's too many words that
you
are
know those girls,
out
you know
there,
those
then,
kind of women who hide behind those giant sunglasses that hide the pain, hide three husbands,
right.
And they just need but a little, red, bit,
they
of,
put
little
out.
Bit of little what bit of they? Toy boy, a little bit mm-hmm. of
toy boy. Jeez. You're the toy boy,
and I step up to the plate, and just serve.
So we're looking at 70-year-old women at this stage. So good luck with that.
Well,
anyway,
you've seen the look, Double Bay.
Hmm.
I've seen the look. I know it well.
Coming down the road,
Peppermint Bay. You know,
a lot of your friends.
WA
needs a cuddle.
Okay, so what I'm suggesting is that probably someone we know, Karen from Brighton, won't be very happy.
Oh, not Karen from Brighton. So this is in her backyard.
It is too, Brighton.
Oh, no. Hang Karen on. Won't I... be happy at all.
Well, it's weird because we've got her on the phone right now, I believe, Mick.
Karen, are you there?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Karen. How are you? Sorry to hear about the block. The block.
Great.
Oh, good on you. Good on you. Are you
great. Yes,
you in lockdown? Are you behaving yourself?
I'm behaving myself, sure.
Good. All right. Now, I've got to ask you a couple of questions. Obviously,
Mickey.
As I said, I'm a gigolo services available.
I know. You're cheeky. You're naughty. We like that.
How do you feel about the block moving into Brighton? I've got to ask.
Look, I'm slightly appalled because there's quite a few reasons. I understand the producers of the show bought property in Skanky Suburb previously.
Like St Kilda.
St Kilda and your Bondi. But this is Brighton, and it's very exclusive. I'm not happy.
Oh, I understand it. Well, what about Scotty Cam? Is he is he welcome?
Are you a
fan?
I like Scott Cam.
Why do you like Scotty?
I like him for quite a few reasons. He's my kind of man. He's a bit chesty. He's a bit slightly tubby in a sweet way.
I'm on here.
He's working hard for our country because he's partnered with another man I really like, which is Scott Morrison.
Oh my God. Okay.
And he's working so hard for us to encourage young apprentices. So, here.
All right. Any other issues about having a film crew in the area? Are you okay with that? Is it something that's going to impede your walks? We know you like to get out and walk.
I like to walk. I will not like looking at a whole bunch of utes along Outer Crescent in Brighton.
A conga line of utes out the front of your house, that would be
terrible. I won't like it. Brighton's not to be turned into a circus. Right. I don't like that.
All right. What do you say to people who might be attracted to the area, like tourists, watch this and to people to come?
Stay away. I mean, stay in the suburbs. I don't want rubbernecking because we are going to be losing our privacy and I don't like it. So you can all stay away from Brighton.
All right. We get it.
Bye, Michael.
Okay, bye.
5G.
Yes. There she is. Karen from Brighton calling through.
All right.
Hey, we're going to class things up in just a moment because Narrowly Meadows is going to join us right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Kennedy Malloy's Sports Wrap.
All right, let's start and welcome Narrowly Meadows, the best in the business when it comes to
Narrowly. How
casting
are you?
Hey, guys.
On sport. Let's start with the piping. Fresh stuff. It takes a lot to get people to get up early on a Sunday morning to watch the final day of a major. But we did that because the Aussies was in with the shot, but didn't get the chockies. Who did?
I tell you what, this is an incredible story, Mickey. So rising American star Colin Morikawa, remember this name. He's 23 years of old. He has just won his first career major title at just 23.
Wow.
So it was a thrilling finish, PGA Championship in San Fran at Harding Park. Now, it was he and England's Paul Casey. They were going toe-to-toe, basically. Yep. But Morikawa, he has hit a shot on the 16th, a drive that they're calling perhaps the best shot of the decade. Someone said it was cold-blooded. there's all sorts of descriptions of this. Legendary, those are the other sort of things. It was an eagle on the 16th.
So what's he done? He's just
for the 15th, he chipped it in for birdie, and then on the 16th, he got an eagle, and that's what sealed it. So,
he's come home like a train to win a major at the age of 23. Who else has done this?
So he's just the fourth bloke to do it. Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, and Jack Nicklaus. So pretty good. It's absolutely. So that's in his second major appearance. That's who he joins in order to do that. Also, a couple of numbers, 65 in the third round, 64 in the fourth round. That is just unbelievable. So 129 is the lowest weekend score by a major winner ever.
Wow.
So,
He's had a coach since he was 6 years old, as a matter of fact. So.
I think they let that lag a little. I mean, I would have put a golf stick in his hand at three. But Aussie Jason Day finished three shots back in the end, so he didn't quite get it done.
Not bad. His back's worse than Simon Cowell's, isn't it, at the moment?
That's tough.
It's been debilitating, and it's so sad the way he has to manage his back. It's hard to watch. Now, was there a mishap? We've got some audio of him accepting his trophy here, and I'm not suggesting he's uncoordinated. But he struggles to hold on. Have a listen.
The 2020 PGA champion, Colin Morikawa.
Oh, boy. He's just won a major, the clumsy shift from Sesame Street. I mean, how good can the guy be if he can't hold up
dropping eagles and dropping trophies.
All right.
Exciting.
The
That's
big
great.
News overnight was the GP result. How did our boy go, Ricardo? I think he finished, he was third or fifth in qualifying, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was fifth on the grid. In qualifying, finished 14th in the end, had an absolute mare of a race, tyre issues, forced to stop three times. Also had a bit of a small spin out as well. He said he's trying not to cry about it, but it was just one of those days. Yeah. So you kind of wanted to give him a hug, but 1.5 metres, you're not allowed. Max Verstappen got the chockies in
He's a likeable fella.
Not a fan.
That guy would be flying with the Luftwaffe if it was in a different time. He's just not a likeable guy.
His quote during the race, Red Bull asked him to ease off, but he replied saying, "I don't want to drive like a grandma before the team relented."
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, let's do AFL, NRL. Big stories out of both camps. Let's go to NRL first. What's going on with their hubs and their bubbles? Everyone's breaking the bubble, right?
Everyone is bursting this bubble. So Brisbane forward Tevita Panga Jr. will miss the next two games for the Broncos
after
he broke coronavirus protocols. Now, this is quite the story. He went to the opening of a barbershop on Saturday, which bikies were attending. Therefore, police were keeping an eye. Police took photos, dobbed him into the NRL.
But how's his haircut? Did he actually get a haircut?
What's the deal with the big deal about going to an opening of a barber? Why is this now? I mean, we go to the opening like the Logies or the signing.
It was a bikie get together.
How desperate.
I mean,
it's one hell of a barbershop quartet, let's be honest. But it's basically because of the protocols and biosecurity bubbles for the NRL and AFL at the moment. So it's all about coronavirus. Ordinarily, it wouldn't be a big issue, but now he's got to spend 14 days in isolation and miss a couple of games. And sticking with the NRL, another big story that's emerging is that Panthers coach Ivan Cleary has been fined $20,000 because on Saturday night he claimed he felt like the referees had managed the Raiders back into the game. So they were winning 24-0 at halftime. And then Canberra came back, ended up putting 12 points on the board. So Panthers still won, but he was asked about, you know, whether there were some dodgy decisions. And he said he felt like they were being managed back and there were some strange calls. Today he said he's going to put in a formal response and that he was never trying to get back at the umpires or have a go at their integrity. But $20,000, it's a big whack. Mm.
Speaking of dodgy decisions, over in your neck of the woods, in WA, in Perth, there was outcry over some of the umpiring in the Carlton West Coast game, which was considered to favour West Coast by a fair margin. There is uproar in the state of Victoria today. What do you make of it?
Yeah, the old noise of affirmation, which Alan Richardson, the former St Kilda coach, came up with a few years ago over in Perth. So when there's crowds allowed in Perth as well, they reckon that that's playing a part in it. But it's been a big sort of story across the course of the season, the quality of umpiring and that
especially
sort of
with
thing.
The holding the ball rule in particular.
Exactly, because Alistair Clarkson, the Hawthorn coach, came out and had a bit of a dig at it. And since then, they've sort of adjusted the way they've been calling it just to, you know, remember that the umpires are also in hubs at the moment. So it is a challenge for them. But yeah, it's been a big talking point in the AFL. But the other thing that it's massive at the moment is player abuse. And Callum Ward, speaking of free kicks, sort of was accused of milking one late for GWS on the weekend. He ended up getting death threats over that over social media. And so there's now a bit of a campaign.
Well, that's not on, is it?
It's not okay. It's not okay. And so there's a campaign by the AFL players at the moment sort of hitting back a bit. Mitch Robinson from Brisbane tweeted this morning, "Not one AFL player gives a flying we cost you a $100 multi. It's a $5 bet, you idiot. If you're struggling with that amount, please don't punt in the first place. Death threats and hope you do your ACL next time. I dare say you won't pay you out either." So they're trying to hit back, but, certainly, hopefully, they can get that under control and people just maybe just yell at your TV, don't tweet.
Calm the farm, you lot. These are crazy times. Don't lose it and don't behave in a manner that you'll regret for the rest of your life. Thanks, Nez, as always, bringing us up to speed. We really appreciate it. We'll catch up soon.
I blame 5G on me not being able to get home to WA.
That's right. There she is, Neroli Meadows, back next Monday with another sports wrap. Up next is the Song Whisperer.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Ah, Hootie and the Blowfish, the KTEL version. I only want to be with you. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
Don't mind Hootie. I don't care for Blowfish.
The Blowfish.
It's more about Hootie. I mean, Hootie's out the front doing all the heavy lifting.
The Blowfish Rucker. His name is.
Chain, you were very quiet in that segment. What happened?
Well, actually, because we are all in, well, I blame 5G.
Oh.
5G.
Yes.
No, we're all remote. I just, halfway through that segment, everything went blankety blank.
Oh,
couldn't hear a thing, saw nothing, couldn't say nothing. In fact, probably was a very good idea for you, Nicola, to do that.
Had some horrible things to say about you.
Well, was very glad that the two of you could do that segment together and I wasn't involved. So I think it was a win-win.
Mm.
Coming up in the next hour, Ann Edmonds, I Call Bullshit, much more. But let's start with this bloke right now.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Okay, we're running late. Well, I can't tell
because
the time on my computer.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so you're about 6:40 at this stage.
Completely different, and I'm at home.
Okay, Song Whisperer, what have you got?
5G has got a lot to answer for.
Yeah, especially today.
Yeah, this is about attitude and mood. It's a series of specific references huddling under the broad umbrella of metaphor. Place, time, historical figures, knickknacks, animals, all of them subject to one unchanging and uncompromising force, no matter where you are.
Very nice.
It's raining, man.
It's raining, man.
Hallelujah. No.
Hallelujah.
I've said cats in the cradle. I think I say that every week.
It's also
not true.
5G ruined our last segment.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5G did.
It's interesting that we had to go at 5G and all of a sudden we
were. Oh, my God.
You are absolutely right.
Difficulties.
Please hold.
And now, James.
I see what's going on now. I can hear
our assistant producer is now on the radio.
5G.
Producer's on the radio.
5G.
I was pointing to Dave too to hear the 5G. Matty, put up
5G.
That's it. What a debacle.
Okay.
Like you can hear him. James. No idea he's on the radio.
It's because he's not muted.
James is in his bedroom with his sink.
Stop talking on the radio.
You're going to air.
Okay.
Sorry.
Take your St. Kevin's pocket off the wall and everything will be all right.
That little nerd will have something to do with the 5G. Sure.
All right.
If you know
the
song.
Hang in there, everybody. Yeah, come back and stay with us. We'll see you for the next hour.
Tidy things up for the second hour.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the big second hour, Ann Edmonds, who's on tonight. Have you been paying attention? It's a big one. It's
very
a lock-in
exciting.
Special. When am I on next?
Well, it'll be very soon, I imagine. Isn't the Masked Singer on tonight? I think it's on after the Masked Singer.
Oh, what a big night over on Channel 10.
That's big stuff.
That is, spunk your buns on the couch.
Correct.
And get involved.
I got the magazines out, Mickey.
Okay, give us a story. One story from the magazines for I Call Bullshit.
Olivia's missing ex found. 15-year anniversary bombshell.
Oh,
is that enough for you?
I cannot wait.
Is that enough?
Tell me it was on a beach in Mexico. That's all I want to know.
I'm going to delve deep for
you. All right. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through in the big second hour. But let's start at the top with this bloke.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Synopsis, please, Whisperer.
Okay, this is about attitude and mood. It's a series of specific references huddling under the broad umbrella of metaphor, place, time, historical
figures. Was that a metaphor? Huddling under the broad umbrella of metaphor? Did you just do one?
Kind of.
Wow.
Yes.
That's interesting.
This show is
far
deep.
Away. Finish.
Historical figures, knickknacks, animals, all of them subject to one unchanging and uncompromising force, no matter where you find
force.
Yourself.
Force of nature.
Knick-knack.
Mm.
No, we've already had our guesses, so
Raining
it's now
Men
up
was,
to...
It's Raining Men.
An interesting choice. Raining Men was an interesting choice.
Really?
Not correct,
yeah.
So I don't win anything.
Only because it was so far off.
Dan. Shut up.
Yo.
Had a big good ukulele. Ukulele, it's Raining Men. Dan,
it's
what is
raining.
It?
Yeah, I'm going. No, I can't remember the... Midnight Oil one, I'm thinking, but I think it's Power and Passion, but I don't think that's the title, but I could just go with that.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
You've done your own.
Power and the Passion, that's the song.
It's a
Knickknacks, Animals.
Yeah, no, I think it's a different Midnight Oil song I'm thinking of. But
That might have been handy if you knew it.
I can tell you, Dan,
if
it's not Midnight Oil.
Name of it. Hey, Dan, just for playing, Slab of Brick Lane coming your way, mate. Maybe the base lager for you.
No, I go to the Pale Ale.
Oh, you go to the Pale Ale. Oh, pardon me, Your Majesty. As you were. Yeah, it's award-winning Pale Ale, one of the best in the world. You'll love it. Cheers, mate.
Oh, Travis.
That sounds lucky.
Good on you, mate. Travis.
Go ahead, Trav.
How you going? Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire.
Go
on the 1989 album Stormfront.
Thank you, Dave.
There's a podcast coming along, Dave.
Do you do a podcast on Billy Joel, do you?
I'm doing one on Glass Houses, the 1980 record, but no, I haven't got much further with it.
You do a podcast where he sits around and plays
Dave, what's the words in that song where he goes... Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio.
That's not how I do it when I...
John McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Stu...
I'm sure we've got that on record. It's not Billy Joel. No,
like Travis.
A very popular choice today, but not correct.
All right. Yes, a lot of you thought it was that, but no.
Luke.
Yeah, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good. What's the song, buddy?
I think it's End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M.
Great song.
It is a great song, great band.
This is my karaoke song. I've seen this all the time.
I prefer Homer Simpson's version.
We know it. No, really? Really?
Oh, yeah, but not correct.
No.
Oh, hey, bad luck.
Matt's on the line. Matt, come on, mate. Hey, is this a serious guess or not?
Oh, I think it might be. How you going?
Yeah, good.
Clown of the week, that bloke that said that your ukulele was out, Jane.
Oh, Matty. Case of Brick Lane.
That's milking it.
You can't curry favour with a judge.
That's a soft touch.
I'm thinking, is it the Great Australian Anthem by Darryl Braithwaite Horses?
Oh. Oh.
I'm an admirer of his work with Sherbet. I just feel his solo work.
You are Braithwaitist.
It is.
Why do you say horses? What possible clue?
Because animals mentioned.
Yeah, animals. That's
and a broad umbrella of metaphor. It's just the way it's going to be.
I'm sure there's a song about a wombat out there.
Matt, I'm not holding much hope for you, buddy.
It is not durable.
Oh, well.
Let's go. Sorry, Mickey, what?
So don't worry. I've just pulled myself up from a very poor joke.
Good.
Would have got us all in a lot of trouble.
Good recovery.
You know when I pull myself up, he's gone too far.
Yikes. Yeah.
This involves horses and a very grisly end. But I've stopped it.
Good.
If you want to hear the joke, give me a call later on.
It's in the podcast.
Jay's on the line. Jay, song please.
Weather With You by Crowded House.
Why do you say that?
The weather part of it, basically.
Well, it doesn't mention the weather, did you? Always
take the weather. Yeah, that's
a force of nature.
One unchanging and uncompromising force. He's correct.
He's got it.
You're joking.
Jeez. Come out of nowhere
Jay. Gosh.
Oh, wow.
Well done.
Not only does he have a great name, he's a winner.
What does he win, Song Whisperer?
He has a $100 gift card to shout your mate a beer and support your local when it's open. So the pub
that's
and
good.
Bar gift card is now available at Woolworths online at .pub.gift.au. Yeah.
Have you got that right, Dave?
I don't think it's spelled wrong.
.pub and bar.gift.
I'm so confused.
Why are you wearing a beanie today?
Because I'm cold. Oh, you don't get it.
Hey, Jay, everywhere you go.
Same
name as the Song Whisperer.
Yeah.
It's 5G.
All right, and Edmonds from Have You Been Paying Attention? Right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Have we done this? Yes, it's part two. What are you doing?
It's part two of my Entertainment Report because we didn't get to The Masked Singer, which is on tonight. One of the breakout shows of 2019, The Masked Singer.
For some unknown reason.
Well, I was totally hooked because I was trying to get
It went nuts.
It went nuts. It went off. And the judges this year, of course, Jackie O, Husey, Danny Minogue.
About? What's the show?
The Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer.
You didn't
Why have you faded out?
You didn't
what
say
do you mean?
You didn't say the title of the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about The Masked Singer, okay. The breakout show of 2019. And now it's 2020 and it's back. It starts tonight at 7:30 on Channel 10.
Yep. Now, can I just say off the bat, here's what I love about this. It starts off by going, oh, you never guess who. It's Bob Dylan is the parrot. It's the biggest anticlimax of all time when they nip it off and it's Redfoo or someone. He's totally.
Yeah. You have to really lower the bar.
Everyone speculates, oh, my God, it's going to be.
It's Gretel Colleen. That's who it was like the first one that was came out, which is fine, but, you know. Jeez. So
a bit bitchy, I thought.
What do you mean?
Are you one this year? There's a rumour going around be.
Because you're working from home. That's interesting. Maybe.
Do you think I would say anything? If I were, these are watertight contracts.
Sam Pang?
Well, I've heard a whisper
Sam Pang is a...
Might be the frill-neck lizard.
He loves this stuff.
Does he?
It's very him to be a bit showy.
He would have put his hand up straight away.
He loves singing in public. So him, isn't
it? What would be his like song that he'd do?
Oh, would it be You Can Leave Your Hat On?
Joe Cocker. Okay. Interesting.
Oh, I
know who the echidna is. I'll tell you who the echidna is.
Well, don't spoil it.
We're here. I'm
guessing off the clues.
Reporters.
Oh, so you don't know. You're just guessing.
What are
it's
the
a
clues?
New character.
What's
it's the echidna and it goes.
What's the clue?
Puts the pedal to the metal. It's Grant Denyer.
Oh.
Hey. That is actually not a bad guess.
That works.
Yes, Mickey.
Denya.
He's on
Channel
10. Give me the other clues. I'll get them all.
All right. The cactus. When they hear my voice, they'll be yelling, "You grow, girl." But
That is Jeffrey Dahmer. That is.
Everyone's "You grow, girl." That's just any female singer. It's any female singer. They're going, she may be prickly at times, but this mask has a flowery personality. And it's not me.
Who's the singer from Eurovision?
Oh, Kate Mueller-Heidke.
Oh, she's not prickly. Demi M. She must have bad days.
Jesus Christ.
She's honestly the sweetest girl in the world.
Someone comes out playing a ukulele. It's Jane.
Exactly.
Kennedy. Well, I'm telling you, Dragon.
Were you asked to be in it? You would have been asked.
I'm not telling you. I'm not giving away anything.
Are you in
You've got to be very.
You're a bit
do
elusive.
You think I would say something on this show? Because
you'd be something reptilian.
No, you don't get paid if you give away any
clues.
You'd
be like a lizard. A forked tongue.
I'm no lizard. Lizard like Jim Morrison. That's not like me. Anyway, it's on tonight.
You know how to Jim Morrison
tribute
band.
We know. And you come out to play singing. What's the song when you walk out?
Mr. Mojo Rising.
Mr. Mojo Rising. Yeah.
Brown leather pants. No time.
So that's tonight, The Masked Singer Australia, and we welcome Ursula Carlson.
Give us something.
Who's stepping in because Lindsay Lohan can't do it, so Ursula's in there. But I have heard... Perhaps Kate Mueller-Heidke, who I'm a huge fan of. I love her very, very much.
You've heard she's
might
what?
I'm not sure which one, but I think she's going to be on it. Which one? The frill-neck lizard?
Oh, you know what? Forget it.
Come on. We're in.
If you're not going to play
I've heard that might be appearing on the show include Charlie from High Five.
Oh, yeah. Well, she can sing.
Charlie from
Sophie
High Five.
Sophie Monk.
She's the hot one.
Bo Ryan.
Mate, there were three hot ones in High Five, Dave. Excuse me.
Three girls. No, all the girls were hot in High Five.
They were indeed.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
Wish I was around during the Fred and Lenny. It would have been so embarrassing to watch it.
Watching High Five on his own.
We'll come back and hopefully we've got Ann Edmonds when we come back.
Let's hope so. Part two coming up right after this. Get any more. Okay.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Have you been paying attention? Is back on tonight, Channel 10, 8:45. Ann Edmonds is part of the panel and she's joining us right now on Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, Edo, how are you going?
Oh, g'day. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well. I'm still recovering, I have to say, after I watched you in the Amazon Prime comedy special, not your stand-up, which is brilliant, What's Wrong With You, and you can watch that on Amazon Prime now. But it was the bizarre show you did. I'm just trying to search for the name now. That was
Last One Laughing, perhaps?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that was an extraordinary experiment where you were locked in a room basically for 6 hours with some very well-known stand-up comics, and the premise was you were not allowed to laugh.
No.
And
that was, it's the strangest experience of my life, I think.
Well, you've done quite a few crazy things.
Yeah, I have. But that takes the cake. And it quickly descended into Lord of the Flies, I reckon within about 20 minutes.
I can't recommend people watch this
more
because you'll be gobsmacked at what you can see on this show, and Sam Simmons being one of the highlights. But Anne yourself,
give us a highlight.
You were great.
Well, what happened?
Oh, I can't. See, it's like a blur for me, and I can't. I'm too traumatized by it to watch it back. But I remember. I think I made out with a blown up dinosaur. There was some terrible swearing, like next level.
Oh, yes.
Swearing,
now, I was going to watch it with my teenagers, and I did actually have to pause it and say, perhaps not now. The swearing was pretty choice.
I got the banjo out in there. I was in character for about an hour as a woman called Arnie Carroll.
Yeah, Arnie Carroll was amazing. You were in character a few times. But I have to say, it was great. You were a very good sport and probably should have taken home, and I won't spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it, but you should tune in. And we should continue. Now, you're in...
Are you the echidna?
Oh, good question.
Because
you can sing.
Noises, Edmunds.
Look, I've just been accused by it on another radio station earlier today. I'm not the echidna. I'm just me in isolation in Melbourne.
But
just going about my business.
Edo, you mentioned something before about you did play the banjo on the previous show we're talking about, and you can sing. Where does that come from?
I'd lived in the country in my 20s for a couple of years, and it genuinely came from boredom, and I just thought, what else is there to do here but learn the banjo?
It's either or learn to sing, isn't it, really, if you're bored in the country?
How have you been going? Are you in lockdown? Are you in Victoria at the moment?
I am in Victoria, and like all Victorians, Melbournians, I've started jogging. I don't know if you've been in the park, but it's just... people jogging.
That's the only thing you're allowed to do is exercise for an hour, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, just 1 hour. And but I'm really embarrassed because today I was jogging around and I'm doing the 0 to 5K thing where you jog for a bit and then walk for a bit and then jog for a bit, you know. And during the walking bits, I've been putting my mask back on because I don't really know what the rules are.
Yeah.
And when I got home from the jog today, I'd been like smiling at people running along, and I got home today and the mask had run all over my face, like the dye.
Oh, because it was a material one, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I was like breathing and sweating into it, and I just had like a, and I was smiling at people, and they were smiling back. But now I realised everyone was just being like,
so you're getting around the park, jogging around the park like the Joker.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're feeling a bit sorry for you. How's Lloyd going, your boyfriend?
He's okay, but he's sort of trapped here. He's from the UK, and all his family's in Wales. So he had a birthday this week, and that was sad because there's no flights back or any idea about when he's going to get back. So, but anyway, we had a family Zoom where his family and my family met each other on Zoom, which is unique.
How'd that go?
My parents my mum started, I don't think she understands the concept of Zoom, could only see us. And just started sticking the boot into my dad and listing things that were annoying her about him. And I was like, that's good, Mum, but maybe we'll talk about that later.
Because we're all on Zoom together.
Yeah. And they also weren't, of course, in the shot. It was just their forehead
on an iPad.
That's one thing you've got to work on with parents, isn't it? That's
it is,
true.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, have you been paying attention tonight? You will go bonkers. You normally do. Who are you on with? Do we know? Do we know who's...
Yep.
Yes.
Tony Martin on my left or right. Yep. I can't... We're all in separate rooms.
That's right.
And then
on Zoom.
Hayley
it's just your forehead.
Yeah.
Hayley Sproul, Sam Pang and Ed Cavalli will join the lineup
Sam
about
Pang's
8:45
the wombat,
tonight.
Sam Pang's the wombat. Have you heard this? He is.
Hey, thanks, Edo. Yeah. We'll see you after the Masked Singer.
Yeah, you got it. 8:45.
You'll be on. Have you been paying attention?
Have you been paying attention? Big night on Channel 10. Masked Singer. Have you been paying attention? Bang, cop that.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
What's up?
Wrong. My phone's now annoying me. I'm getting all kinds of messages from people.
You've had quite the tech day.
Now I need a software update. Now my phone's full. Now I'm tired. The time on my phone.
Software updates. I've told you be very careful about software updates.
Hey, 5G. We're talking about 5G conspiracies. What about this one? The founder of the Segway. We were talking about what happened to the Segway.
Yeah.
Yep.
The founder of the Segway died riding one.
I mean, it's bizarre.
That's not a 5G. Heseldon, owner of the Segway company, died in 2010 after falling from a cliff. He segwayed off it.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, that's bad luck.
They should have six of his pallbearers on Segways. That thing's not getting there without the lid coming off. Do you think it could have been just to do with the fact that those things were not that safe?
No.
They're very unyielding.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of dangers about them, wasn't
there? I love the movie Mall Cop. He was one of those. Do you remember?
You are. You've. That's like your.
Oh, it's a bit about my speed.
It's a bit intellectual for me. Mall Cop.
Okay. Hey, a lot more. Stay here. This is Kennedy Molloy.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Thanks to Crown Forklifts. You can find them at crownforklifts.com.au.
Hit it, Dave. Come on. Already? Give me a rev. Come on. Fire me up. There we go.
And putting it down.
Sounds so good.
Oh,
yeah, you're good at that baritone voice. You can do that.
I was born to be a baritone. It's my massive kahunis.
Is that what it is?
Okay.
But tell you what, you need massive kahunis to get behind the wheel of the Crown Forklift Encore range.
Tell me about the Encore range, Mick. What is the Encore range?
Well, it's the reconditioned Encore range. So they're pre-owned forklifts that have been reconditioned, given a cuddle, and pushed back out into the workplace. They are hunting pallets as we speak out
good
there.
Heavens.
They can sniff them out like truffle pigs.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Well, they must cost a lot less than a new forklift.
No, they're cheaper. They're bloody cheap.
They must be cheaper. They also must come with a new Crown forklift warranty, yeah?
Well, Durf Red. Hey.
Okay.
Well done, Captain Obvious. What are you trying to do? Quiz me? What's going on? This is the best of both worlds, Jane.
I'm sure it is. What can I carry with my forklift?
Well, funny you should ask. I happen to know from the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
211 slabs of Brick Lane.
Wow.
That's 1,800 kilos capacity, is it?
Or lager. Let's just say I've been enjoying my lock-in over the weekend.
Oh, let's just say. How many bottles of Ouzo?
Well, I would say, off the top of my head, 2,571.
Ooh,
given that's how many bottles of Fireball Dave can move around with his... Yes, there we go. And Jane, for you, of course.
Yes.
Let's think of what you would move. I don't have the figures for Chardonnay, but you could pick up on a pallet on the forklift 4,500 ukuleles.
That's a lot of ukes.
And once we get the Fireball, the slabs, and the ukulele all together, oh, babe, do we ever sing along? We can sing
goodness.
A bit of this.
What fun.
Oh, come on.
Oh, learn that. Nothing like
that. What's the ukulele for this?
And putting it down.
Jesus. Thanks to crown.com.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
There it is for another day, Kennedy Molloy. Missed any of today's show, the podcast. Catch up, kennedymolloy.com.au.
Good idea.
I'm going to fix up my clock.
Fix up your clock and you somehow need to get some vegetables to your place.
God, I'm worried about you.
Yes. No, your stuff's getting scurvy.
Yeah.
I do feel
you're wasting away. No, I'm worried about you.
Could have happened to Scurvy. Scurvy, I'd love to. Wouldn't it be great to be able to say, I can't come to work today? Why? Scurvy.
I think people still get it, actually. What about tinned vegetables? You can still get some tinned corn or.
There you go.
Some asparagus.
Why would you put a vegetable in a tin?
Keep it fresh.
Well, keep some. Okay,
I'll tell you what I like. Baby
when you
corn.
Don't shop for
I'll have baby corn.
Yeah.
Out of a tin, asparagus. Tinned asparagus, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
It's exactly what I just suggested. Mm. Don't
Jane,
you
didn't.
Me.
You didn't.
I totally said asparagus and corn.
No.
Go back.
I did it first. I said baby corn and asparagus.
I said corn and asparagus.
Okay,
all right,
Jane.
We'll have a listen tomorrow.
Well, we will. We'll go back to the black box recorder, which once again will prove that
you
I'm
are right.
I do feel a bit woozy.
Wrong. You do?
What about carrots? Baby carrots? Can you get them in a can?
Yep. You can get them frozen.
What else can you get baby? You get baby corn, baby carrots.
Cornichons.
What's that?
Pun?
Cornichon.
I don't think you can say it.
Oh, this
don't tell me you don't know what a cornichon is.
Another trip to France,
what
was it?
What the hell is that?
What's a cornichon? Yeah. It's a tiny baby pickle.
Je voudrais une tiny pickle.
Vraiment, c'est
you can't have that. No one's ever had one of those. What else can you get? Like baby. Baby what? Baby tomato? Can you get a baby tomato?
Cherry tomatoes, they're generally called. Whoa. Have you heard of them?
All right, get off your high horse.
Oh, my God. We can get baby cucumbers. They're called cukes. They're big in our
house.
You're
just mucking around.
No, I'm not mucking around. Baby miniature cucumbers are unreal.
What about a baby potato? I'd like a baby potato.
Oh, well, of course you can get a baby potato.
What's a baby potato?
Oh, chips.
You're not even trying.
You're not trying.
Get me Matt Preston. He would never eaten a baby anything.
Hey, we've got Craig Rucastle and Andy Lee tomorrow
Can't
on the
wait.
Show.
Have you been paying attention
show,
tonight too? Check that, Channel 10. Right. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah. Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up done and dusted for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.